This morning's scripture reading begins on page 185. However, it's 2 Corinthians. Twelfth chapter, verses 2 to 10, and then it's going to continue on page 181 on chapter 5, and I'll guide you from there. I know a person in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that such a person, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard things that are not to be told, that no mortal is permitted to repeat. On behalf of such a one, I will boast. But on my own behalf, I will not boast except of my weaknesses. But if I wish to boast, I will not be fool. I will not be a fool, for I will be speaking the truth. But I refrain from it, so that no one may think better of me than what is seen in me or heard from me, even considering the exceptional character of the revelations. Therefore, to keep me from being too elated, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me, to keep me from being too elated. Three times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." So I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. Now turn back to page 181 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I'll be reading from verses 6 through 10 and then 14 to 17. So we are always confident, even though we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we do have confidence, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord, so that whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. For all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense for what has been done in the body, whether good or evil. Going down to the 14th verse. For the love of Christ urges us on. Because we are convinced that one has died for us all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for them. From now on, therefore, we will regard no one from human point of view, even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See? Everything has become new. And the second reading is on page 40 of the New Testament, and it's Mark 6 chapter, 1st verse to 13. He left that place and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that he has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense to him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their own hometown and among their own kin and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went about among the villages, teaching. He came to the 12 and began to send them two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. And he ordered them to take nothing for their journey except their staff, no bread, no bag, no money on their belts, but to wear their sandals, and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any will not welcome you, and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with those who were sick and cured them.
Our Old Testament reading is 2 Samuel, chapter 5, starting with the first verse. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said, "Look, we are your bone and flesh. For some time, while Saul was king over us, it was you who led out Israel and brought it in. The Lord said to you, 'It is you who shall be the shepherd of my people Israel.' So all the elders, you shall be ruler over Israel." So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. At Hebron, he reigned over Judah for 7 years and 6 months. And at Jerusalem, he reigned over all Israel and Judah 33 years. Now we skip down to verse 9. David occupied the stronghold and named it the City of David. David built the city all around, from the millow inward. And David became greater and greater, for the Lord, the God of hosts, was with him. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.